one must come clean of your dirt.
Things you got going on. Your secrets.
The secrets that you keep. The lies that you tell. They become entertainment for us.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate that. Because we're just here and we want to be entertained. Entertain me.
Yes. Be open with the things that you have done, the people that you have wronged, the secrets that you have kept.
And I've wronged so many, but this is not my week, dude. Talk about wronging any of them.
Is that your week?
No. Monica Brooks, it's your time to cleanse.
Okay.
Bless you. Bless you, my child.
No judgment.
No judgment whatsoever.
Okay, now you're asking for a bit much.
No judgment.
Yeah, I do agree with Antoine. That's a bold statement right out of the
gate. No judgment, right? Okay.
Sure.
Judgment free zone.
Ish.
Okay. No. All right, because I have a pet. I've had this pet now for about 2 months.
A pet?
A pet.
Monica Brooks has lived a pet-free existence for about 10 years. You've had no pets in the house, not even a fish or anything, not the most simplest of pets. You have not had anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. So for about 2 months, I've had this pet. The pet is dead, but still my pet. Okay, let me explain.
Wait a minute.
This story just got much more Monica-y.
Yeah.
Okay, because, all right, I have a pet. His name is Trevor. Trevor is a wolf spider that I killed a couple months ago, okay?
Okay.
So he's in the corner, and I left him there for one thing, because if there's any more, I want them to see that you can't just be hanging out here, Trevor.
This was a message killing. Fair enough.
Very graphic. Uh-huh. Okay.
Lies, Trevor. It's very Handmaid's Tale of you.
I've kind of left Trevor in the corner, and so every morning I get up, and I'm like, oh, Trevor's still there. Hey, Trevor. and he's been there for like 2 months now. Actually, I confessed this to Jared yesterday, and he said, what? And I said, yes, Trevor is downstairs. And I look at him every day, and I say, oh, good morning, Trevor.
So you just have a dead spider carcass just laying there.
Yes.
And it's still there. It hasn't become a spider skeleton. I don't know what they become.
I don't know.
Well, he's pretty dried up. Uh-huh. You know, like he'll crust to nothing if you touch Trevor.
Okay. So he's like a dried raisin right now. Dust in the wind. Gotcha.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Judgment free zone.
How many days did this go before you named him Trevor?
It was about a month before I named him.
Okay.
And I said, you know, he's hanging out here every morning.
What inspired the name?
I was going to ask, where did Trevor come from?
He just looks like a Trevor. Just like, you know, so has a Trevorish vibe.
Trevor's look dead to you? Like because you didn't name him until after he was dead.
Yeah.
So Trevor's they are lifeless people to you?
Dried
or
up
things?
Wolf spider looking thing. Trevor's look like they got eight legs.
That's crazy.
But he looked like a Trevor to you.
Yeah, he's said Trevor. Just
so not only are you confessing that you killed a spider, unnecessarily, may I add, you killed a spider.
There's always a reason to kill a spider.
You left the spider there.
As a message.
As a message.
Yes.
I've done that.
Right.
But any Trevor that you've interacted with, you see them as lifeless.
I mean, I wouldn't take it that far.
No, I feel like that's exactly what you're saying.
And ooky.
And
ooky, yeah.
Yeah, and also very ooky.
I think it's a good story because it shows how, you know, enemies become friends.
Once
the enemy is dead, what story, what books do you read? what have your teachers taught you about friendship?
I feel like they kind of became better friends with Obi-Wan after he died, maybe. Is that what
after
it is? I don't know. You know what? Yeah. It's all about baby steps. You know, sometimes there's a person and they think, I want another kid. I want a kid.
Right.
And people say, well, get a dog first, you know, and then you can decide if you want to deal with a human baby.
Uh-huh.
Monica has been toying with getting a pet for the family. And again, you got to take baby steps. So for her, it's get a dead pet. And if you can take care of that dead pet, Trevor,
then you're on your way.
Your way.
So the first step of Monica getting a pet in the house is to be able to tolerate just another thing in the house constantly.
Correct. Or murder. Murder was actually the first step. And then we go from there in the confessional booth.